Hello, everybody. I hope you are all having a wonderful August so far. And I know that school season is coming back up. So for any of my listeners who will be going back to school, I wish you all luck in your studies and your endeavors in life. But today is our fifth episode of the podcast. And originally, I had a plan to do something not related to K-pop every five episodes that come out. However, something took precedent over that, and that is the announcement of Super M, the new K-pop group launched by SM Entertainment. Now, if you don't know what this is, Super M is the new group launched by SM Entertainment. They announced this on August 7th, and Capitol Records and the SM Town released it on Twitter on August 7th, and Lee Soo-min addressed the audience about the group, and what they are, who's in the group, and when they're going to be debuting, which will be in October, I believe, of this year. But basically, Super M consists of members from three different groups run by SM Entertainment. So we have Taemin from SHINee, we have Baekhyun and Kai from XO, and then we have Taeyong, Mark, Lucas, and Ten from NCT. And a lot of people have been saying mixed things about this group. A lot of people have been upset about this group because of the members that have been put in it, and because of the merging of groups, and because it's kind of ridiculous. They came up with the slogan for this group as, quote-unquote, the Avengers of K-pop, because they're bringing a bunch of different people together into one group. And as someone who's a huge Marvel fan, I would have to say that they are far from the Avengers of K-pop. Now, I will admit, all these members in this group are very talented individuals. Very unique voices and styles. Amazing performers. However, together, I don't think they could create a cohesive unit that would be similar to the quote-unquote Avengers. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. Is Super M actually going to be a success? And will it be a long-reigning group that we should be looking forward to? Well, first of all, it's a Frankenstein of a group, meaning that there's so many different pieces mismatched together to form one cohesive unit. And in my opinion, in my view, from what I see from this group, is that SM implied that the original groups that these people came from, SHINee, EXO, and NCT, I feel like that Lee Soo-min is implying that those three groups are lacking in something, which I do not believe in. I actually love all three of these groups, SHINee, EXO, NCT. They are great groups, they have great things about them, and they're all styled differently, which is what I like. I mean, look, okay. It's like Taemin, he's from SHINee. He's been in this business for over 11 years now. He's had three solo albums, one Japanese full-length, and two Korean full-length, I believe. I may be wrong on that, but I know he has three albums. And SHINee's been around for a long time, as I said, 11 years. Taemin debuted in 2008 when he was, like, about 15 or 16 in the business. SHINee has come back with a lot of great songs, like One of One, Tell Me What to Do, all their stuff is great, and they're all bops. Like, I have never been disappointed in SHINee. I think I mentioned that before, but SHINee's never disappointed me. And hell, even SHINee was recognized by Obama. As funny as it is, SHINee was recognized by the ex-president of the United States, Barack Obama, as a very talented musical group. And I think that re-debuting Taemin into this new group is insulting to him, a long-standing idol who has been recognized and has accomplished so much in his career already. I'm just confused on why SM is doing him dirty and making him re-debut like this. Is it because they want to gain more of the US's fan base? Because as far as I know, like, all of my friends here in the United States like Taemin. Like, they like SHINee. And there was, SHINee's kind of that cohesive group that, for me at least, bonded me and my K-pop friends together, because SHINee is never disappointed, like, ever. So I'm just confused on why Taemin is here when he's debuting next month, too, with new stuff. So I'm confused on to why they're pushing him into this group and why they're making him do this when he already is so successful in Japan and Korea and overseas as well. I'm confused. And the same goes for Kai and Bacon from EXO. Like, EXO's the nation's boy group in Korea. And sure, okay, some of their stuff wasn't as good. Like, I didn't like Coco Bop. But EXO usually never disappoints. Like, 99.9% of the time they don't. And I think they're doing this because the EXO members are now up for enlistment. But just because two members are gone right now doesn't mean that you have to start putting members in two different groups. Because, I mean, like, look at Super Junior. Super Junior did the enlistment process for 8 full years, and they just kept rotating out members and kept promoting as Super Junior like that. So I don't understand why they're not going to do the same with EXO, at least for right now. I don't understand why they feel the need to create a completely different group and put two of the most popular members into it. Again, is it for US attraction? No idea, but I think it's kind of, again, insulting to them when they've already done so much and gotten so much accomplished for that group. And even so, Bacon from EXO is supposed to go up to enlistment next year, so how would that even work for the group? I mean, you're already going to be losing one member after a year time, so unless they plan on recording albums back to back, you're gonna kind of lose your cohesive unit of a group in about a year. It's like, okay, SM, but you do you, I guess. And NCT, like, NCT, they're already acclaimed in America. They just did a world tour, and they had a recent comeback. Like, they're overworked, let's be real here. And because TEN is one of the NCT members that is going into this new Frankenstein group, Wavy will suffer by losing TEN. Because, granted, TEN is one of the English translators. He's one of the most popular members. So Wavy will definitely suffer by losing TEN as part of their subunit, and so will NCT 127 by losing Mark, Taeyong, and Lucas, the three major vocalists, the three major visuals, the three major people in 127. So they're neglecting NCT, is basically what I'm trying to say. And I'm just curious, like, SM, what are you doing? Like, I know back when NCT debuted, you mentioned that they were going to be rotating groups, and I get that. Like, that's fine. But when you start neglecting one group, or a few groups, actually, over the others that are, quote-unquote, more popular, when that's not exactly true, all the groups, I feel, are popular in their own ways, like the Dreamies for the younger kids, or, well, not younger kids, but the younger fans, and then NCTU for the older ones, and then 127, and Wavy being in the middle, and Wavy getting the international audience in China, and some overseas as well. I just think it's not a smart business move, putting your four most popular eggs into one basket just so you can ruin the NCT that people already like. Now, there could be a positive to this. Because these four members are going away for a little bit, maybe that means Jaehyun, Doyoung, Yuta, Himchan, all those other people in NCT can finally get the recognition they deserve. Especially, like, Winwin, too, for Wavy. Like, I love Winwin, cutest little bean. But I don't know if fans are going to keep tuning in to these groups because of these four major players being gone. That's my only concern. Like, great if they're gonna start pushing for the other members to be more active and have more vocal lines and more rapping parts, whatever. I'm just afraid that they're not gonna get the recognition they deserve because these four members are gone and losing the audience appeal and attraction. And I mean, we all know why SM is doing this. It's a cash grab, obviously. They signed something with Capitol Records, they made an agreement of sorts, and they just took their most popular people from their entertainment company and put them in this one wayward group. Which is a cool idea if you think about it. Because, like, I love all these people. Like, I have nothing wrong with any of these people that are being put into Super M. It's more the fact that they're neglecting the groups that they're already in to promote this new group. Like, first of all, the people in these groups need to rest. Like I said, NCT just did a full American tour. Taemin released an album and he's releasing more stuff. He's having to come back. And EXO, they're on tour right now, at the current time, and they're releasing something in, I believe, November or December, before the end of the year. And everyone needs to rest. Like, SM needs to stop pushing their artists to the limits. Like, it's not fair to them to be overworked like this. And I wish SM would have put the money that they put into this group towards something that the fans would like for each individual group. Like, an EXO tour, for example, like another worldwide tour. Like, I know a lot of my friends personally would love to have another EXO tour come back to America or to South America or to Europe. And just because Shuman and Dio are gone in enlistment right now doesn't mean that they can't promote, doesn't mean they can't tour. Like, Super Junior did all this stuff. Why not do the same for EXO? I wish that they would instead promote Wavy more as a unit in NCT. I wish they would give Kai the opportunity to release the solo he's been asking for. He's been asking for a solo for a long time. Kai wants to release solo stuff. It's like, let the kid go. Like, he's a good rapper. He's a great dancer. Like, let him go solo for a little bit. And then as far as Taemin goes, give him a world tour. Like, he has a Japan audience, he has a Chinese, he has a Korean audience, and he has international fans too. So why not give him a world tour as well? Or at least let SHINee come back. It's been a little bit since SHINee released anything. And I'm sure the fans would love it if they came back. Or, better yet, FX. Now, FX is a very underrated K-pop group because SM doesn't do crap to promote them. I think it's been over 3 years since FX has come back with something. I believe their last thing that they did was Four Walls. I could be wrong. But it's been a while, and I miss FX. Like, they're a very underappreciated girl group, and I would love it if SM would take them out of the dungeon and give them something. Especially since their 10-year anniversary is coming up. Like, I'm afraid that they're going to be unrecognized for that because of what SM is promoting with their boy groups. Now, there's nothing wrong with promoting for the boy groups. However, they need to also recognize their girl groups that they have. Otherwise, they're just going to fail and lose the fans that they have. Like, FX and Red Velvet. Like, I don't even remember the last thing Red Velvet has done. Now, I'm not a Red Velvet follower. However, I do have friends that are big Red Velvet fans, and they haven't seen them do a lot recently. And it's kind of sad. And, I mean, Girls' Generation is all over the place, and I don't expect them to come back anytime soon because of everything that's been happening and all the members leaving. But come on, SM. Promote FX. They're on their 10-year anniversary. Come on. Promote Red Velvet. Give your girls a chance, because let's be real here. I know we have a lot of girl group fans, and we have a lot of Red Velvet and FX fans. I'm just saying, you could get some revenue there, and you could make your clientele happy, but whatever. That's just my tea. So, is Super M gonna fail as a K-pop group? Well, let's be real. Baekhyun's leaving next year. And it won't be long until Kai and Taemin go off and do their enlistment as well. I only see them realistically if SM gives them the breaks that they deserve and lets them promote with their other groups. They may do a mini album at most, and then this group is going to disband. That's just personally how I see it. And I don't think it's worth the money to promote this new, quote, Avengers of K-pop group when you don't realistically have the time to build them up, promote them right, and make good quality music. Like, I only see a mini album, and that's it, in the near foreseeable future. And it sucks, because you do have talented people in this group, SM. However, you don't have the time to promote them properly. Like, they couldn't have picked a worse time. Like, if this came out, like, 2 years ago, this may have worked. Like, just when EXO was starting to get into America, just when NCT was starting to get into the American K-pop wave, maybe that would have worked. And 2 years ago, I believe Taemin already had a solo album or two out already. So he still would have had big recognition as well. And I think it would have worked better for them when they released this. Now, of course, it all falls on Capitol Records too. Like, it's not just SM's doing it, it's Capitol Records and wanting to sign on with this group, which they may not have been willing to do 2 years earlier, in 2017. However, I'm sure that there would have been another music company that would have signed on this group. What with the BTS wave, the EXO wave, the NCT wave, especially now since, like, Monsta X has come into the United States, have been in the United States, and other groups as well. I just think that they released this at the wrong time in life. And I mean, I don't even know what kind of concept they're gonna do, because, like I said before, all these people have different styles and techniques and differences. So I have no idea what kind of theme they're gonna go for. I have no idea what kind of sound they're gonna go for. All I know is, if these boys do not dress up like the members of the Avengers for their first comeback, I'm going to scream. And if they do, then Taemin better as hell be Black Widow, because goddamn, androgyny suits that man well, and I would give anything to see him in a Black Widow outfit. I'm just saying, if you're gonna promote them as the Avengers, then fucking go for it, man. Give me them in superhero outfits. Like, go off with the Marvel, all that stuff. Like, come on, do it. And I know that they're hopping on, like, the Endgame train, as it being really big in Western culture, and, well, really all cultures. I don't think there isn't any culture that doesn't like Marvel. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. But, I think they're just hopping on the Endgame culture, and they're calling them the Avengers. Another cash grab by SM. Thank you very much, Lee Soo-min. So, will they be a big success? Who knows? Maybe they'll release something absolutely super fantastic, and they'll blow everyone's minds, and they'll actually make diligent profit with this new group for the limited time that they have with them being whole together. But if we realistically look at it, Super M is probably not gonna do the best, especially with all the hate that people are putting on this group. And I know that there's diligent fans that are going to support them, and I mean, I'm going to too, because I love all these people that are in this group, and I want the best for them, and I want to support them unconditionally. But if it's a bad song, I'm going to listen to it once, and I'm not going to touch it again. And honestly, with all the hate that the fans have been putting towards it, it weighs out the good and the supportive wholehearted fans that all these members have from their groups and their fandoms. So, Super M honestly might fail, and I feel bad because, like I said before, SM could have put money towards better things like an EXO tour, Kai Solo, promoting Wavy or other NCT units, the Dreamies, or give their girl groups a comeback. Which sucks. So, but yes. So, that was our podcast today, discussing Super M. Next podcast, however, we will be doing something a little different. I have a little story time planned out for the next episode, so please look forward to that. And thank you all so, so, so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye!